WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
The head of Chicago Public Schools surprised a lot of people this week when she announced she'll be stepping down in June. Over 3 years on the job, Janice Jackson has dealt with a teacher strike, strike threats, and the pandemic. She also made a push for a more equitable school district by shifting resources to schools with the neediest students. WBEZ's Sarah Karp talked with Jackson about where she's made progress and what she's leaving undone.
When it comes to making the school district more equitable, what are you most proud of?
We've made great strides, starting with the creation of the equity office, the equity officer reporting directly to me as the CEO, and having high levels of engagement with the board and senior management really showed the value that we have in that. I think more specifically, the work that we've done to increase the number of resources was the direct result of our equity office. And then finally, I believe that the policies and programming that we have implemented in CPS are much more equitable in the process by which people are selected for resources is much more transparent than I think it's ever been in the history of the district.
Enrollment has been dropping dramatically, especially this year, and CPS now has 103 schools with fewer than 250 students. I'm wondering how much of a problem you think that is, and Do you think
it's a huge problem? I think that we've done an enterprise risk assessment for Chicago Public Schools, and declining enrollment is the biggest risk to the school system. The first step was to really explain the problem and make sure that people within the communities were aware of what's going on. I think we were successful in doing that. I think if you talk to most people, they understand that we have an enrollment issue. I think they understand that there are schools where there are so few students that it's hard to put together the kind of high-quality program they deserve. But where we haven't been able to move forward is to really get communities en masse to stand up and say, you know, this is how we think that problem should be solved, and really be in agreement with taking schools offline and replacing them with other options. I will say, though, we've made a lot of progress in North Lawndale. There is a large group of community members who have identified this issue. They believe that they have a plan to solve the issue, and the district supports the direction that they're going in.
Why are you opposed to an elected school board for Chicago? And do you think a hybrid would be a good thing for this school system, or that, you know, that extra accountability that might come from having some elected representatives?
Yeah. When I hear elected school board, I hear parents saying they want a voice. They want more transparency. And I completely agree with that. If I thought that's what the elected school board that people are advocating for would look like, I would be 100% behind it. I think the hybrid that the mayor is proposing as a compromise is just that, a good compromise. But my fear is that the school board will end up looking like some elected school boards in districts where the people serving on them do not represent the communities that they're serving. So if an elected school board in Chicago meant that a parent from Englewood or West Garfield Park or Belmont Cragen was going to be on that board and represent their community and constituents and make decisions, I would be happy for that. That's not what this board is going to look like. It's going to be a board where special interests will be going against CTU, and the members on the board will not be individuals who represent the interests of the students first.
The next CEO will come in with the mayor up for re-election in 2023, the task of helping schools recover from the pandemic, and arguably a teachers union that will have more power. What do you think his or her biggest challenge will be?
I think the biggest challenge for the next CEO will be the return to daily in-person instruction, getting people to return to normal activities, whether we're talking about going to school or going to church or going out to eat. You know, it's hard. And so I think the next CEO will be paying a lot of attention to making sure families feel safe with their kids coming back to school every day. I also hope that the thing that the next CEO pays the most attention to is the academic performance of our students. It's really easy to get distracted in this job, and it would be a shame if we get a quality CEO who ends up spending most of his or her time dealing with for lack of a better phrase, silly stuff. When we spend more time talking about political issues and other things that don't really impact what happened in the classroom, that's what I'm referring to as things that are unnecessary and out of the funnel.
Outgoing Chicago Public Schools CEO Janice Jackson speaking with WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp.